Is there anybody that has a praise in the middle of a pandemic? You can praise him right in the middle of your situation or your circumstance. I told you at the beginning of the service this morning, it doesn't matter what's happening around us because our praise is not predicated on our situation, but our praise is predicated on who he is. Somebody ought to praise God in the middle of it. And I believe with that in mind, it's about time for the word of God. If you're ready for a word this morning, can you just type in the comment section, I'm ready. Listen, I feel a Pastor Eli in my spirit this morning. I'm about to hit it, quit it, and sit it and run up out of here. But I feel this thing in my pinky toe this morning. Go with me to the word of God. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 28. Romans 8, chapter verse number 28. You may be saying this morning, Pastor Jay, how in the world do you want me to praise God in the middle of it? You have no idea what I'm going through. You don't know the weight that I'm carrying. You don't know the worry in my heart. You don't know the hell and the high water that I had to go through all week long. But God sent me through this camera this morning to let you know that is all good. That's right. Before we even get to the word of the Lord, that's my message for you this morning. Is all good. If you believe that, type that thing in the comment section this morning. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse number 28, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and to those who are the called according to his purpose. Sounds so nice, I'ma say it twice. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and to those who are the called according to his purpose. I came with a quick word of encouragement just to let you know, people of God, that is all good. I know it might not feel good. I know it may not sound good. There's so much chaos and controversy going on in our world right now, but I came to tell you that is all good. Why is it all good? Number one, because it's all God. I know we don't understand everything that's going on, but he does. Before the very foundations of this world were formed, God knew that we would be right here at this very moment in time. It's all God. We're like puppets, and he's the puppet master. He's got the whole world in his hands, so we don't have to stay up all night long walking the floor. We can go to sleep knowing that he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleep is all good because he's all God. I told you a couple weeks ago that God is not a man. That's why it's all good. My hope is not in a man. My trust is not in a system. My hope is not in the government. My resources are not in my bank account, but my resources are connected to my source. That's why it's all good. Yes, I may have some questions sometime. Yes, I may have some tears. Yes, I may have some worries. Yes, I may have to go through some things in this life. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone and there's a cross for you and me. But in spite of the cross that I have to carry, I remind myself that it's all good because, and we know that all things are working for our good. Let me tell you something. Perspective is everything. I've been saying it and I'll keep saying it. Perspective is everything. What do I mean by perspective is everything? Sometimes when things happen to us that don't feel good, when things happen to us that don't sound good, we start to moan and groan. We start to murmur and complain. And we say, why is this happening to me? Why did this person do this to me? Why did my boss do this to me? We always think that things are happening to us, but I came to tell somebody this morning that God's ways are not your ways. His thoughts are not your thoughts. And so your perspective is that it's happening to you, but I came to flip the script this morning and challenge your theory and your thinking to make you see it another way, that maybe it's not happening to you. Maybe it's happening for you. Pastor Jay, what are you saying? What I'm saying is maybe it's not a setback. Maybe it's a setup. Somebody ought to type that thing in the comment section this morning. It's not a setback. Oh, it's a setup. The devil meant it for your bad, but God is God enough that he can flip that script and turn it around. Late in the midnight hour, God is able to turn it around. Whatever you've been facing, whatever you're dealing with, I've got good news for you this morning. It's all good because it's all God. The Bible says, and we know. That's the next thing I want to tell you. Number two is you got to act like you know. Sometimes we fall apart and we start crying and all these things, all these emotions and feelings try to flood us and overtake us. But this morning, you got to act like you know. You got to dry your tears and square your shoulders. You got to say, my problems are not going to stop my praise, but my praise is going to dance in the middle of it on top of my problems. You got to act like you know that it's not happening to me, it's happening for me. You got to act like you know that something good is coming out of this, even though I can't see it right now. Even though I don't understand in my mind what God is doing, I know that God is up to something. I know that something good is coming out of what seems like nothing good can come out of it. You got to understand that there's some glory that's coming out of your story. Let me back it up 10 verses. We looked at verse number 28, but it's Romans 8:18 that says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be. That means it's a guarantee. Not might, not maybe, but oh yes, yeah, shall be. There's some glory that's coming out of this story. That's why I know he didn't bring me this far to leave me. That's why I know I'm not going to die in the middle of it, but I'm going to praise in the middle of it, because I've got to live to tell the story, because I'm going to live because God's got to get the glory out of this. That's how I know it's all good. Because God's got to be God enough that he's going to get the glory out of my story. You may see me right now, but you don't know the things that I've already been through. You don't know the things that I've already conquered. And I'm standing here today only because he's made a way. And if he made a way before, he's going to make a way again, because he's the same God with the same power. I came to tell you this morning, it's all good. Number one, it's all good because it's all God. Number two, it's all good. So therefore, you got to act like you know that it's all good. Yeah, I know sometimes in our human emotions, we cry. Yes, we have feelings. I'm not saying that we cannot cry. I'm not saying that our feelings and our emotions don't get the best of us sometimes. But in this season, in this hour, you got to shake yourself off. You got to come to your senses. It's like the prodigal son when he was in that pig's pen. The Bible says, and he came to himself. That's my instructions and my challenge for you this morning. I want you to come to yourself and realize that something good is coming out of this. Now, let me help you this morning. The Bible says, and we know that all things. My grandfather, the late great Bishop Eli, used to say, all means all, and that is all. See, sometimes we quote it, and we've quoted it so much that it's like it's become cliche. But it's not a cliche, it's the word of God. It's not a nursery rhyme, it's not a fairy tale, it's the word of God. And before one jot of his word would fail, all of heaven and earth would pass away. If the Bible says all things work together, that means all things. That means the good, the bad, the ugly, the uncomfortable, the chaotic, the controversial. That means the uncomfortable. Everything is working for your good. Even the things where you say to yourself, there's no way that anything good can come out of this. That's when you have to remember that you are limited in what you can do. But the last time I checked, there is nothing too hard for God, and he's able to turn any situation around. I came to tell you it's all good. Not some of it, not just the good, not just the feel good, not just the comfortable, not just the easygoing, but all of it, it's all good. So this morning, you got to remember it's all good because it's all God. You got to remember that you got to act like you know. Even when it seems like the bottom is falling out, even when it seems like the walls are caving in, even when it seems like you're standing on shaky ground, you got to stand planted like a tree by the rivers of life, saying, I shall not be moved. Even when the enemy wants to make you think that you're never coming out of this and you're going to die before you see the promise, you got to tell that devil you are a liar. I shall not die, but I shall live to declare the works and the word of the Lord. Because he who has begun a good work in me shall perform it and perfect it until that day. Something good is coming out of this situation. Even in the midst of a pandemic, there's somebody watching me that can say, I've been surrounded by devastation, but I've still seen manifestation even in the midst of devastation. He kept me covered even in the midst of COVID. Something good is coming out of this. This morning, I'm not infected, I'm protected. This morning, I'm not afflicted, I'm anointed. This morning, I'm not COVID, I'm covered. Something good is coming out of this. Pastor Jay, what is the good that's coming out of this? Can I tell you, for some of us, the good that's coming out of this is us. We are the good that's coming out of this. We're coming out of this with a deeper revelation and a deeper understanding of who God is. Some of us, if we're be honest, we were trusting in our jobs. We were trusting in our paychecks. But in this season of quarantine, in this season of isolation and self-social distancing, we had to learn to trust God like we've never trusted God before. We weren't able to be surrounded by our family and our friends. And so in this season, some of us found out that he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Some of us found out that when we were lonely late in the midnight hour, Jesus was right there. Some of us found out that when we couldn't call on our friends, I could always call Jesus on the main line and he was never busy. Some of us are coming out of this better and not bitter. We're coming out of this wiser. We're coming out of this stronger. We're coming out of this better. Why? Because it's all good. All things are working for your good. I came to encourage you this morning. I feel that thing in my spirit this morning. Sometimes as a pastor, there are different types of words that we have to release to the people. And the Holy Spirit challenged me that the people needed a word of encouragement this morning. Not a word of challenge, not a word of conviction, but a word of encouragement this morning. Somebody's heart is heavy. Somebody's dealing with something. Somebody feels like they're on their wits' end. But I came to tell you that he didn't bring you this far to leave you. No, nobody told you that the road was going to be easy. But baby, even though the road isn't easy, I promise you, if you keep walking, God's going to keep working. Somebody ought to type that in the comment section this morning. If you keep walking, God's going to keep working on your behalf. Why are you staying up all night long trying to figure it out when God has already worked it out? Sometimes all we have to do is trust, but can you trust him even when you can't trace him? You got to remember this morning that even though it may feel bad, even though it may look bad, it may sound bad, the truth of the matter is it might even be bad, but the devil is a liar. Things are not as they seem. I came to tell you that it's working for your good. Somebody just type in the comment section, it's working. I know it's broken, but even though it's broken, it's still working. It's working in its brokenness, because God can use the brokenness to bless you. God can use the pain to purpose you. God can use your hurt to heal you. God can use your sadness and bring gladness. Even in the midst of brokenness, he's still blessing. Even in the midst of pain, he's still producing. Even in the midst of sadness, he's still saving. It's all good. The good, the bad, and the ugly. I came to tell you this morning that it's all God, therefore it's all good. Something good is coming out of this, so act like you know.